Hello, happiness seekers. Welcome back to the day 5 of the 10-day well-being habit quest. We are halfway through this quest. How exciting! Massive congratulations if you have been following this quest from day 1 and you've been engaging in building that tiny habit every day. Absolutely well done. I am so proud of you. Well done. Now, if you are catching up and listening to this, to the episodes in one go, that's absolutely fine as well. But please do take actions that I'm suggesting, because only then you're going to see the benefits. Thinking about all this information is interesting, but it's not going to make much difference and it's not going to give you the changes you are after. And remember, to help you keep on track with all the tools, with all the science, with the quest overall, you can download a science backed PDF workbook from my website, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk. By now, if you've been following this from day one, you have probably had at least one smooth day of, yes, this is going and I'm really enjoying it, and maybe one messy day when things did not go according to the plan. And today we're going to plan for the messy days, for those messy days on purpose. Because habits don't fail because there is something wrong with us. Often they fail because we don't plan for the obstacles. I think it's really unrealistic to expect that every day we can follow the habit with no alterations. We have good days, we have bad days, we have life throwing at us unexpected events, we have demands put upon us, and in order to sustain the well-being habits over time, we need to be able to be flexible around them, of how we continue with them and how we implement them despite lots of different obstacles. So in here, I'm going to suggest to you if-then strategy. So it's like a implementation intention that can significantly increase that follow through with the habit. So this is about creating 2-3 plans. If this happens, then I will do this. For example, if I'm too tired, then I will do 1-minute version of my habit. Or if I forget in the morning, then I'm going to engage with it after lunch. And the idea here is that we're giving our brain, again, a simple route of what happens with our habit if things don't go according to the plan. So for my creative writing habit, I really like to say that if I don't do it in the evening as planned, and I already had one evening when things did not go according to plan, I couldn't do it, then next day, I'm going to write for double amount of time. So, you know, yes, I'm not engaging with it, but I'm doing something extra next day, which keeps me on track. I also like having 1% version of my habit if I cannot do full 100%, because 1% of doing something is better than doing nothing. And that still reinforces the habit for our brain, because remember, this is about consistency. So my other messy life statement is, if I cannot write for 10 minutes, then I'm going to write 3 bullet points of what I would like to write about next time. So again, that idea that, okay, if I cannot do it in full, the 100%, this is a 1% version, which when it comes to my creative writing, it's just writing 3 bullet points of what I could be writing next time. So my reflection prompt for you is, what gotten in the way yesterday or today in terms of your habit, or what can you think may get in the way in the future, and how can you turn it into if-then plan instead of a reason to give up? Because I've missed it now, or whatever, I'm just not going to continue, or I'm going to pick it up next time in a more of extreme way. So today your job is to notice when one of your if happens and try your then. And tomorrow we're going to add a powerful layer in terms of identity of becoming the kind of person who does this habit to give your brain extra motivation to engage in it. Before I go, just a quick reminder that there are still some signed copies left of my book, The Alphabet of Happiness, which can give you some further ideas on creating more happiness at work, in relationships, and in your own skin. And if you order it through my website across January, I will sign it for you. I hope that might be something you would like to do and you find that exciting, that I will do a little bit squiggle and a dedication to you. So I hope you are keeping upbeat. I hope you are keeping with this 10-day challenge, and I see you tomorrow. Bye.